Reichsführer Heinrich Himmler was a Satanist and had a coven of 12 SS officers, himself being the 13th member. He worked diligently, along with Adolf Hitler, to destroy Christianity. Christian symbols, characters, which all are Jewish, and rituals were replaced with original pagan rites, pagan meaning Gentile. So too had the form for two principal ceremonies adapted from pagan rites to replace Christian festivals, those of the summer and winter solstices. An English visitor attended a summer solstice festival in 1936. A circle of Hitler youths chanted consciously pagan litanies in preparation for the moment at midday when the sun reached its zenith. As it hung overhead, there was silence, then a ring of praise rang out for the Aryan God. The Aryan God is Satan. The source of all life is Gott. The word was given only one T in the transcription, allegedly the old German spelling, but it was chiefly useful to distinguish the SS God from the conventional Christian God. Himmler was fascinated by the Far East and its religions. He hated Christianity and carried a pocketbook in which he had collected homilies from the Hindu Bhagavad Gita. Reichsführer Himmler conducted numerous black magic rituals at Wevelsburg Castle. These rituals were conducted in the utmost secrecy. They included necromancy, which means communication with the dead. Wevelsburg had many powerful satanic symbols. Most of these were whitewashed and removed from the walls and pillars in early 1945. In 1945, under orders from Reichsführer Himmler, Wevelsburg was blown up to keep it from the invading armies. Some of the castle survived and much has been restored. True paganism is synonymous with Satanism, and it is known for its emphasis on the sun, 666. Himmler and his inner circle of 12 Gruppenführers would engage in mystic communication with the dead Teutons and perform other spiritual exercises. Secrecy was the key element in the SS, and most especially at Wevelsburg. Foreign Intelligence Chief Walter Schellenberg observed Himmler. "I happened to come into a room by accident and to see these 12 SS leaders sitting in a circle. All sunken deep in silent contemplation was indeed a remarkable sight." Reichsführer Himmler worked diligently to destroy Christianity within the Third Reich. He fully understood the nefarious program of Christianity and how it was a powerful tool created by the Jews for the enslavement of humanity and the destruction of the Aryan peoples. Jews have a long history of working to destroy their enemies from the inside. This is done mostly by their infiltration or the infiltration of Gentiles in their employ. Book after book has been written about the Nazis being Christian. Nothing could be further from the truth. The many rune symbols, most notably SS and swastika, speak for themselves. Adolf Hitler played the Vatican. Reichsführer Himmler on Christian marriage on May 3, 1943. Marriage, as it is today, is the evil work of the Catholic Church. Regarded dispassionately and without prejudice, our present marriage laws are absolutely immoral. The marriage laws of today, presumably designed to protect the family, in fact led to a decrease in the size of families. After the war, monogamy will cease to be enforced upon the promiscuous mankind. The SS and heroes of this war will have special privileges. They will immediately have the right to take a second wife, who shall be considered to be as legitimate as the first. The permission to have two wives will be a mark of distinction. SS officer Otto Rahn, SS Obersturmführer, wrote a book titled Lucifer's Hofkinsind, which means Lucifer's court servants. He spoke before a large audience on January 9, 1938, at the Dietrich Eckhart Haus in Dortmund, Germany. Rahn set a new limit to the spirit tied to the Romans, to the belief in a life after death and the fear of hell. He rejected Yahweh and the Jewish teachings and professed Lucifer's Hoffingenstein, in whose name Kurt Eggers closed the evening with the following greeting: Lucifer, who has been done wrong to, greets you. Here is an excerpt. There is much more light than in the houses of God, cathedrals, and churches, where Lucifer neither is able nor wishes to enter due to all the somber stained glass windows wherein are painted the Jewish prophets, apostles, and saints. The forest, that was free.